Canto 12, Chapter 10. Shiva, Lord and Helper, glorifies Markandeya Rishi. Sri Sutta said, "He who this way experienced the might of the yoga Maya as arranged by Narayana sought shelter with him." Sri Markandeya said, "I fall at the soles of the feet of you who takes away the fear of those who approached you, O Lord, who with your illusory potency in the form of knowledge even bewilders the scholars." Sutta said, "The great Lord Rudra, Shiva, who accompanied by Rudrani, Uma, and surrounded by his entourage, travelled through the sky on his bull, saw how he was thus absorbed in meditation. Uma, observing the seer, then said to Girisha, 'Look at this man of learning, who, with his body, senses and mind, motionless, is as calm as the water and schools of fish of the ocean with the wind laid down. Please, O you who are the bestower of it, award him the perfection of his penances.'" The mighty Lord said, "I am sure that the Brahman seer does not desire any benedictions in any field, not even liberation, for he has achieved the transcendental devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, the inexhaustible original person. Nevertheless, Bhavani, let us talk to this pure devotee. It certainly is man's highest achievement to gain the association of saintly souls." Sutta said, "Thus having spoken, he, the master of all knowledge, the controller of all embodied souls and the shelter of the righteous ones, approached him. Having arrested the functions of his mind, he, the sage, had neither knowledge of himself or the outer world, nor of the arrival of the two powers of control over the universe in person. Girisha, the controller, the great Lord, understanding that, entered the ethereal privacy of Markandeya's heart by means of his mystic potency, just like the wind passing through an opening. Shiva appeared inside of him with hair locks blonde like lightning, having 3 eyes and 10 arms, and rising as high as the sun. Together with a tiger skin he used for his garment, he exhibited his bow and trident, arrows and sword, shield, prayer beads, Damaru, axe and skull. When he saw him in his heart manifesting suddenly, the sage desisted from his trance and wondered in surprise, 'Who is this, and where did he come from?' Opening his eyes and seeing that Lord Rudra had arrived with his associates at Uma, the sage with his head offered the one guru of the three worlds his obeisances. He honored him, together with his company and Uma, with words of welcome, sitting places, water for their feet, water to drink, perfumed oil, garlands, incense, and lamps. He said, 'O mighty one, what can I do for you, O Lord, who pacifies the universe by the full satisfaction of your ecstatic experience? I offer you my obeisances, who delights in the mode of ignorance, you who, devoted to passion, are horrifying, and you who give pleasure in the mode of goodness.'" Sutta Goswami said, "Praised by these words, he, the mighty Lord, the foremost of the demigods and shelter of the truthful soul, perfectly satisfied and happy-minded, addressed him with a smile. The great Lord said, 'Please choose a boon to your liking, for of all demigod givers of benedictions, the three of us are the guna avatara lords by whose audience a mortal being never fails to find immortality. The local rulers and inhabitants of all worlds, I, the great Lord Brahma and Lord Hari, glorify, worship and assist those who, saintly, peaceful and free from material attachment, care for all living beings, and who, free from enmity and equal towards all, are of a single-minded devotion unto us. They, these devotees, do not even acknowledge the slightest difference between me, the infallible one, and the one unborn, nor between themselves or other people, and that is why we praise you. mere bodies of water, are no holy places, and deities on themselves are devoid of life. They purify the soul only after a long time, but you do so by simply being seen. We offer the Brahmins our respects who carry our forms as represented by the three Vedas and who, by penances, study and concentration in yoga, are absorbed in the true self. Even the greatest sinners and outcasts find purification by seeing you and hearing about you, and what would that not mean when one directly speaks with you? Sutta Goswami said, "Thus, with his ears drinking from the nectar reservoir of words full of the secret of Dharma of the one decorated with the moon, Shiva, the sage had not yet enough. He who, because of Vishnu's Maya, was terribly exhausted from having wandered for such a long time, had been freed from a great load of trouble by the grace of Lord Shiva's nectar and words, and spoke to him." Sri Markandeya said, "Ah, how inconceivable for embodied souls this pastime is of the great controllers. They offer their obeisances to souls they control, who praise them as the lords of the universe." In general, the authorized speakers act by precept and example for the embodied souls to accept the Dharma, and for that purpose encourage and praise those who do so. Such an attitude of the fortunate one and his associates does not compromise the power of his activities formed by his illusory energy Maya, any more than the ability of a magician is compromised by his tricks. He who, as the Supersoul, from his mind, by himself in the form of time, created this universe and subsequently entered it in the form of the avatars, manifests himself like being the doer through the operating modes of nature, just like a person witnessing a dream. Let me offer my obeisances to him, the Supreme Personality, who, endowed with the three gunas, is the true self on top of them. He is the pure, unequaled, spiritual master who is the original form of the absolute truth. From seeing you, a person can achieve whatever he desires, irrespective what. But what other benediction should I desire from you, O all-pervading Lord, whose presence itself is the highest one may attain? Nevertheless, I would like to ask from you, who stand for the complete that entails the fulfillment of all wishes, one benediction, the unfailing devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and unto the both of you, as also unto the souls devoted to him. Sutta Goswami said, "Thus being worshipped and glorified by the well-spoken words of the sage, the great Lord Sharva, thereto encouraged by his consort, said, 'O great sage, full of devotion for Adakshaja, may all your wishes be fulfilled, and may you also till the end of the Kalpa enjoy fame, piety and freedom from old age and death. May you have knowledge of the threefold nature of time, O Brahmin, as also wisdom in combination with a free heart. May therefore you, being blessed with Brahminical potency, be the status of teacher of the Purana.'" Sutta Goswami said, "After having granted the sage these blessings, he, the Lord with the three eyes, went away, on his way telling the goddess what he, Markandeya, in the past had accomplished and experienced. He, that best soul of Bhrigu, who had achieved the greatest of the great in yoga, even today travels about on his path of serving the Lord with single-minded devotion. This is what I could describe to you of the amazing potency of the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality, as experienced by the intelligent Markandeya. Some declare that this unprecedented life of the sage stands for the repeatedly being born of the human being in the illusory creation of the Supreme Soul, but they have no idea what they are talking about. O best one of Bhrigu, Shaunaka, The story I described is infused with the potency of the Lord with the chariot wheel in his hand, Krishna, as the Lord of time, for anyone who hears it himself or makes someone else listen to it, there will never be a repetition of births based on karma, a worldly conditioned existence.